Blog Talk Radio.
Excuse my charisma, vodka with a spritzer, swagger down pat, call my shit Patricia, young money militia, and I am that commissioner. You don't start wheezing cause the F is my finisher. So misunderstood, but what's the world without enigma? Two bitches at the same time, synchronized swimmers. Got the girl twisted cause she open when you twist her. Never met the bitch, but I fuck her like I missed her. Life is a bitch, and death is her sister. Sleep is the present, what a fucking family picture. You know father time, and we all know mother nature. It's all in the family, but I am of no relation. No matter who's buying, I'm a celebration. Black and white diamonds, fuck segregation. Fuck that shit, my money up. You niggas just hunting up. Young money running shit, and you niggas just running up. I don't feel I done enough, so I'ma keep on doing this shit. Let's go shit a young tuna fish. Okay, I lost my mind, it's somewhere out there stranded. I think you stand under me, if you don't understand me. Had my heart broken by this woman named Tammy. But hoes gon' be hoes, so I couldn't blame Tammy. Just talked to mom, told her she the sweetest. I beat the beat up, call it self-defense. Swear man, I be seeing through these niggas like sequence. Niggas think they heathen, pow, pow, the end. Talking to myself because I am my own consultant. Married to the money, fuck the world, that's adultery. You full of shit, you close your mouth and let your ass talk. Young money eating, all you haters do is asshole. Stop playing, bitch, I got this game on deadbolt. Mind so sharp, I fuck around and cut my head off. Real nigga all day and tomorrow. But these motherfuckers talking crazy like they jaw broke. Glass half empty, half full, I'll feel ya. Try me and run into a wall, I'll feel the. You know I'm a ball till they turn off the field lights. The fruits of my labor, I enjoy them while they feel right. Bitch, stop playing. King do. If these niggas animals, then I'ma have a mink soon. Tell them bitches I say put my name on the wall. I speak the truth, but I guess that's a foreign language to y'all. And I call it like I see it, and my glasses on. But most of y'all don't get the picture unless the flash is on. Satisfied with nothing, you don't know the half of it. Young money, cash money. Paper chaser, tell that paper, look, I'm right behind ya. Bitch, real G's moving silence like lasagna. People say I'm borderline crazy, sorta kinda. Woman of my dreams, I don't sleep so I can't find her. You niggas are gelatin, peanuts to an elephant. I got through that sentence like a subject and a predicate. Yeah, with a swag you would kill for. Money too strong, pockets on bodybuilder. Jumped in a wishing well, now wish me well. Tell them kiss my ass, call that kiss and tell. Yeah, word to my mama, I'm out of my llama bean. Don't wanna see what that drama mean. Get some drama mean, llama scream. Hotter than summer sun on a Ghana queen. Now all I want is hits, bitch, Wayne signed a fiend. I play the side for you niggas just trying to front and see. Son of gun, son of Sam, you niggas the son of me. Pause for this dumb speech, I glow like Buddha. Disturb me and you'll be all over the flow like Luda. Bitch, I flow like scuba, bitch, I'm bold like Cuba. And I keep a killer hoe, she gon' blow right through ya. I be macking about my second amount, I pack like a mover. Shout the ratchet for backing out on behalf of my shooter. Niggas think they high as I come laugh at your ruler. Cash money cold, bitch, but I actions is cooler. Wait, these niggas out of they mind, and it's only fuck niggas. Some hundred times gotta keep them bucks, they be on my mind. Tuck these, I fuck these on your mind. Pause, I feed them on my grind, get a beat a little up, keep on my sound. In the middle, hit them my piece on my side, cause ain't no peace on my side. Bitch, I'm a man, I visit urinals, the bride. Soon tell me who I'm shooting when the funeral outside. I'm uptown, thoroughbred at BX, nigga, you heard Gunna.
What?
bitch on a futon. Don't save her, she don't wanna be saved, nigga, this ain't Groupon. Do my dirt up on my lonely, all my bitches know he homie. If I pull up with my bitch, hoes better act like they don't know me. All my side bitches in check, diamonds clear like Windex. 1 point of the index, throw your ass like an insect. So you better be cool, Shawty better be nude. When I walk in a room, she knows she fucking with a goon. I get a man at the same time, my third leg got hang time. Bang, 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 bang time. Gay face with his gay sound. He ain't the lead scorer, got her screaming like a horror. She keep begging me to stop, but she really want more of. Said it's so contradictive, but the dick's so addictive. I mean, how could you blame her? Her head don't like Kramer. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. One goddamn minute. Hold up, wait a minute. Start shit, then I finish. Hard head on list. Diamonds on my wrist, glitz. Nigga, let me feel tremendous. Wait a minute. 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 Start shit, then I finish. Hard head on list. Diamonds on my wrist, glitz. Nigga, let me feel tremendous.
Boy, now what's the issue? You gonna make me get with you? You won't talk that girly talk, bitch, you can talk to my pistol. Wait a minute, I got big paper, I'm spinning. I get the flashing on him, I will blast it on him, I mean any nigga can get it. Got 30 in the extender, I had your bitch in the end zone. Nigga, she sucked me out the friend zone. Nigga, she sucked me out the friend zone. I'm so good with the hoes, I pulled up in the rows. With my diamonds blinking like strobes, and a Kanye shirt with hoes. I'm blowing paper like that, my niggas in here strapped. Their boss, she won't bust back, that's why I act how I act. I see it all so clear, you niggas ain't really, really with the shit. Got me thinking I really, 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 really run this bitch.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. One goddamn minute. Hold up, wait a minute. Start shit, then I finish. Hard head on list. Diamonds on my wrist, glitz. Nigga, let me feel tremendous. Wait a minute. 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 Start shit, then I finish. Hard head on list. Diamonds on my wrist, glitz.
Yo, it's this time, it's that time of night. I gotta talk about Naturals Omega. Naturals Omega. Yo, is your hygiene up to par, man? Is the products that y'all using for your hygiene up to par? Do it got mercury in it? Do it got aluminum? Are you putting deodorant under your arms that's making you have cancer tumors? I'm talking about the men and the women. Yeah, man, y'all catching cancer, breast cancer from using deodorant. So are the women. Yo, it's no need for y'all to go through that anymore. Go check out NaturalsOmega.com. You can get deodorant and every other toothpaste, tooth powder, all these different things that y'all need for your hygiene needs. And not only is it going to keep you smelling fresh, it's also going to pull out those heavy metals, those toxins, those parasites out of your body and make you feel good, make you think correct. So check out Naturals Omega. All right? Yeah. She got some shit for your pores, too. She got this scrub where it actually, you know, pulls off the dead skin cells and reactivates the live cells and helps them, you know, purify your body, make it nice and smooth, man. Like she used a lip scrub on her booty, man, and the booty so soft, man, I can't keep my hands off the booty, man. Naturals Omega.
It ain't different. It ain't different. When that light All right, peace to the gods. What's going on? This is your man, Jonah Bay. Welcome to Consultation Wednesday, where I go through all the questions that the people who are me have, give them advice and all that. This is where I do this shit. You could ask me anything for free. By the way, this weekend, we got a seminar going on right here in Atlanta. Y'all want more information, go to jonahbay.com. is going to be crazy lit. You have to do it, y'all. Y'all want these houses for free. Y'all want y'all's land back and all that. How you get the title is you're gonna have to have the court order. You know what I mean? The truth is everything they did to you, they done because of their courts. So the biggest problem we have is they took over the court system, and now we don't have our own court system. But to get that court system back, we first got to go back to being who we were, like our ancestors, and then invoke a court system under the Great Seal. I don't know what the Great Seal is. It's two Great Seals. It's one is the seal on the dollar, on the back of the dollar bill, right? And the other is the Seal of Solomon. The Seal of Solomon. You know what I'll call the Hebrew star? Mogan David. Yeah, it goes back to biblical times, man. It goes back to that Old Testament. It goes back to that Quran, man. We the Mohammedan nations. But y'all don't know that. Y'all don't know. Y'all were never Christians. Know that y'all under Christianity right now. That's the system that you're under, the Christian system under Rome. So make sure y'all come to this seminar this weekend to learn how to get up out of all that shit. Where I show you the definitive proof of what the problem is. I'm not the type of nigga that goes around and just tells y'all what I think the problem is. I actually show and prove what the problem is. And then give remedy on how to get rid of that problem. You know what I mean? That's why I teach different. I teach different. I teach different. You know what I mean? Y'all are up all these religious Christian organizations, right? And what they do is they give you all these 501c3s, so therefore you could never get out of the problem and get back to who your ancestors was because you're under their religion. You could never talk to God directly because you're under their system of Christianity, under the 501c3. Now, with all that being said, a show today is going to be early as fuck. Y'all know why. I got to talk all weekend. Got to save my voice. So it's only going to be an hour show today. So with that being said, I'm just going to open up the call lines. You know, y'all got any questions, feel free to ask me. Also, you know, for all of y'all that didn't get to talk to me Monday, come on in. Talk about that show Monday, man. That show was a big show, y'all, if y'all don't know it. That show's a big show. Y'all also should be getting an idea of how we going to get at this system. It's a lot of shit we going to do, y'all, as Moors. I ain't working. The real work that has to be done, I'm not going to be working with Christians. I'm not going to be working with people who don't get their nationality. That's just the real, man. Because that's what needs to be done to fix the problem. You know what I mean? We could start helping Christians and other people after we straight. I don't believe in helping others before I help myself. But let me go to 917-804. Peace to the God. Peace.
Peace to the gods.
Peace to the God. How you doing?
Doing wonderful, magnificent, and great today.
That's dope.
No doubt, no doubt. Yeah, that show Monday was fire. It definitely was.
See, the thing that gets me about that is everyone swears up and down Jonah taught everything he knows. I haven't even begun to teach yet. I haven't begun to teach because I got to get you a certain place before I could really start dropping the knowledge that we need to know. You see what I'm saying? Like, I told y'all Monday, the information about the titles and all that, 15 years ago when I was going through a foreclosure, that's why I have all those laws dealing with Georgia and how to get the title to lands and shit like that in their laws. Also, the way they be bullshitting y'all every time y'all bringing these authenticated in. And notice, hold on, I want to point this out. Notice, all the laws, even in Georgia, said authenticated. It did not say apostille, did it?
Nope.
It did not say apostille. But the name that shall not be mentioned running around talking about apostille, silly rabbit. But anyway, all them laws is what I already did. I already had this worked out years ago. And that's just real, man. I teach different. I could have jumped on the scene 15 years ago and started teaching. But me, I wasn't ready because I didn't do the shit that I needed to do. Now,
that's peace.
Check this out. I'm going to give you a little snippet right now, man. You know how I do. OCGA 9-5-1. For purposes, injunctions may be issued. Equity. That means with foreclosures, y'all can actually do a foreclosure injunction to make them stop that shit. And you do one when y'all do a bankruptcy. They give you one. But you could do your own private one. I showed y'all before. See, it's a lot of shit I'm holding back, man. You like, oh, shit. I didn't think about that. Hold on. And it said, by a writ of injunction, may restrain proceedings in another or same court. A threatened or existing tort or any other act of a private individual or corporation which is illegal or contrary to equity, good conscience, and for which no adequate remedy is provided at law. Now y'all understand why I came up with this injunction? I had this shit already. But you got a motherfucker who don't even know the constitutions, steals a book and says that he created the injunction. Old Bamming motherfucker from Florida. Y'all know who the fuck I'm talking about. If y'all been around, man, y'all know who I'm talking about. This motherfucker said he wrote a book, had on a red suit, red and black suit, with two holes on the cover, injunction book. I'm dead ass. Yo, I can't make this shit up. I can't make this shit up. You know what I mean? Where did he pull it from? I told y'all, I pulled it from this law, plus the book on trust, the Wise Trustee Handbook. See, I can tell y'all where I started. Tell y'all who told me to do it. When I read it in the Wise Trustee Handbook, I looked up the law of injunction in judges, OCGA code. 15 years ago, y'all. 15 years ago. But anyway, man, I didn't cut you off this shit. I had to drop a little knowledge today, man. Get off my back.
Hey, I'm soaking it in.
But go ahead, man. What were you
going to
say about Monday's show, man?
Oh, I was just saying it was fire, man. You hit on a lot of good points in there. You know, I got to go back and listen to it again. You know, I like to listen to them like three times, make sure I get everything.
Oh, that's good study. That's good. That's good work right there. That's getting in work.
Yeah, yeah. Got to. Learning from the best.
Well, thank you, God. You know, this weekend, I'm doing the seminar. My son is coming in town, my 21-year-old son, Aaron. He's coming in town, bringing his girl to come to the seminar and all that. Little Scotty coming to the seminar and all that. My boys want to get out there and start doing shit. Right now, Aaron is studying to be an electrician. You know what I mean? He's an apprentice under that shit. You know what I mean? I didn't put all my kids into shit that we need for a nation.
That's dope.
You know what I mean?
That is dope.
He's also bringing his girlfriend to meet me because he's thinking of trying to marry her. So he wants to get my blessings if I approve of this girl.
Okay. Ain't nothing
wrong with Puerto Rican, little Puerto Rican chick, you know, misnomered Puerto Rican.
Okay. Shoot, that's going to be dope, man. I'm sorry I ain't going to be able to make it, though. Man, I wish I could.
It's all good, man. It's going to be others, you know what I mean? But, you know, time is running out soon. Once I get enough people, man, these meetings is going to be private. There's going to be no open public seminars anymore.
Right. It's
going to be for true moves.
Oh, yeah.
Like I said, when I'm talking about I got to leave, I got to bounce, it means I got to leave the public.
Right.
And to tell you
right.
the truth, I never like being in the public. I never want to be in the public the way I am now.
It makes sense. Got to stay private if you're private, you know.
Now, let me show y'all something. Let me show you another thing right here. OCGA 3-2-2. Setting aside a sale or contract for inadequate consideration. Great inadequacy of consideration joined with great disparity of mental ability in contracting and bargaining may justify equity in setting aside a sale or other contract. Y'all understand what that's saying?
Nah, I'm gonna need to break that down.
When you can prove... When you can prove they only gave you credit. They never gave you no cash. Right?
Right.
And so So they didn't give you consideration. You had to give them consideration. You had to now forfeit the very house, right? Put the house up for collateral for that same credit. Now, check out what they did. They took that and lent you the credit, and it made money on their book. They made money. You got nothing. How did you get nothing? Because did y'all know in y'all's mortgage contract, it says you are a tenant? You did all
yes,
that shit
does.
To be the owner, and you're not an owner. You're only a tenant. You know why you're only the tenant? Because of my class Monday. They could never give you the title.
Right.
They have
right.
a lien interest. So they only give you, and they always keep the lien interest down at the county, so you have to pay real estate taxes on the house. So you've never, ever, ever will get or have gotten any consideration. Now, I'll get you with this one, what goes along with it. OCGA 23-2-53, suppression of a fact as fraud. They're suppressing the fact that they never lent you no money. Suppression of a material fact which party is under our obligation to communicate constitutes fraud. The obligation to communicate may arise from the confidential relation of parties from the particular circumstances of the case, which means they never told you you had to give up the fucking house before you actually got it to be able to get the loan in the first place, and that you would be a tenant and you would never really ever own that. So they suppress that fact. That's fraud.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah.
This
absolutely.
Is what their laws say. When the fuck are y'all using these laws? When do y'all know about? And I know y'all like, oh, you only state in OCGA. These are the state laws that's in every state.
Right.
The same way I told y'all how to find the codes when you're using the code when you were using what is it called?
Full satisfaction.
Full satisfaction is the same way you find these codes in your state. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
That means you're gonna find the one in Georgia and then actually find the same one.
Right.
That's how
right,
you find
right.
it. All right. But these are for later classes. I'm just touching on this shit now, man. I can't keep it, man. What else? What questions you got? What comments you got, man? I'm sorry. I'm sitting on a lot of information, y'all, that I've been suppressing because it ain't time yet. These are all the things that we Moors are going to be doing, not no Christians.
Right. Right, right. But, yo, I just wanted to know. I remember a while back you were speaking on taking planes using the authenticated birth certificate and a picture ID.
Mm-hmm.
You can still do that?
And when you say taking claims, what exactly?
Like flying domestic, state to state.
Nigga, that's the only way to fly.
Okay. Yeah, I just wanted to make sure.
I don't have their state ID. Right? They ain't had it in 15 years. I ain't got nothing that say I'm a straw man. That's current. That's not 15 years old ID. Feel me?
Right, right.
How the fuck am I flying everywhere doing these seminars, man?
That's dope.
Now, you know, what y'all didn't know, I do have all of us do, I have a British passport, right? Because my wife is dual citizen, which gave us dual citizenship, right? Me and the kids and all that, right?
Right.
And I never used that bitch. You know why? I want my shit to stay foreign. I don't want it connected to the straw man. You understand?
Absolutely.
So
absolutely.
I travel with the birth certificate to make sure. The only time I use that shit is when I'm leaving America. And guess what? That's good to get me out. When I'm coming back in, I don't use that to come back in. I use the birth certificate to come back in. Because if I use the British one, some beef and will find me because I didn't get an American one. And I'm American. But I just come in with the motherfucking birth certificate, and they can't deny me to let me into this country. Why? I got proof I was born here. I'm doing a lot of private shit. I'm doing that Jason Bourne shit, man.
No doubt. No doubt.
You got
it several times, though. Nah, I'm good, guy.
I didn't have a good weekend, man. Peace to the God. I think I'm going to do a quick show Friday, too, for an hour. So y'all going to, because there's a brother from New York that got like 7 different testimonies. He's only been studying with me 4 months, but he's a truck driver. While he's at work, he works 10-hour days. He listens to nothing but the archives. He studies 10 hours of audio every day. So, of course, that nigga's no joke now with remedies. And I want y'all to hear all the shit he's done in 4 months, y'all. He's taking this shit serious. All right? I'm going to 720-538. Peace to the God. Peace. 720-538. All right, I'm moving on. 503-890. Peace to the God. Peace.
Peace to the gods. How you doing, Jonah?
I'm doing wonderful, magnificent, great, man.
Good, good, good. Me too, man. I'm doing great myself. And I have a little brief testimony for you.
Oh, shit. Here we go again.
It's just brief.
Another one.
But it's good. It's good.
What's up?
So I get to move on to the next step after this. Finally, it took forever, but I finally got my my utilities changed over to the estate EIN.
Mm-hmm.
I think the people at the utilities didn't know what they was doing. And it took, I did the process probably September, October of last year. And just 2 weeks ago, they called me and they talked to the IRS, the Verify, and the Department of Treasury. And
mm-hmm.
They called me back. They was nice as pie. They was real nice and sweet. They was, I mean, really nice. Oh, okay. So-and-so, how would you like that? What address would you like to use? And what date would you like to have us set it up for? We just turn it over and, you know, we'll create the new bill and da-da-da-da. And I said, man, that was nice. And they knew everything. They knew exactly what they was doing, too. So people
mm-hmm.
I've been talking to before, man, it was, man, I just gave up. Actually, I gave up money. And then they finally, several months later, they came back to me.
Now, that's the power of trust. Trust, especially common law or, I can't remember the name of type of trust I'm talking about, which is what I teach y'all how to do, which the estate is. Yo, it's outside of the United States. That's on some private shit. That's why all of a sudden they talking real nice. You ain't got Tanika Nene on the phone no more.
Wow.
Now, Tanika Nene is talking like Cindy, extra nice, making sure you did you order. You know what I mean?
Yep. And you can tell they were knowledgeable. She knew the whole process and was very kind. You know how you break things down? She was like you did with the EIN-98 with Ron Mark.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she knew exactly what she was talking about.
Now, just with
and
that being said,
uh-huh.
I'm going to drop this information on y'all a little bit, right? Oh, SDGA 1-2-1. Classes of persons, generally, corporations deemed artificial persons. Nature or corporations generally. A, there are two classes of persons, natural and artificial. Now, did you know that your estate is considered a natural person? But if you have a corporation like a C Corp or LLC, that's an artificial person. B, corporations are artificial persons. They are creatures of law and except insofar as the law forbids it, they are subject to be changed, modified, and destroyed at the will of their creator.
Okay.
This is OCGA, Georgia law, telling y'all the same shit I showed y'all in the federal law. Now, what the people in Georgia, what are y'all supposed to say? Y'all in traffic court? You got your injunction done? Come after an official being. And you need to quote this shit to them. And I say, I'm destroying it right here. And here is my, what's the name? To make sure y'all know it's mine. Here's my, fuck is it from, I showed y'all how to get it from, the county, damn, y'all help me out. Fucking, Scott, comma, Jonah John doing business as Jonah John Scott. DBA.
Oh, you DBA.
The DBA proves it's an official person, y'all. See, y'all don't know how in depth I've done this studying. I assure you, I studied it like a motherfucker. But go ahead, bro. That's how they got came back all nice to you. You were a natural person. Your estate was a natural person, aka.
Makes perfect sense. And the correlation to Joey said a while back.
Yeah, they have no respect for the corporation, the artificial person. They shit on them. They treat natural persons good. But you said you had another testimony, right? What else?
No, testimony. I just had a question related to my testimony.
Okay, go ahead.
My question is, would it be a conflict to use my domicile address for a phone line and the related business credit for the estate? Or should I use a totally different address?
I would tell you that you got to go up under the same rules I gave you for CPN. Have credit, that's what it is, a credit profile number, right? Now, if you have the same domicile as your straw, it crosses the credit profile. They'll combine it, and then you're not getting all the benefits of having the estate if you let it cross like that.
Okay. All right.
All right.
That was all I had, Doc.
All right, peace, God. Wonderful talking to you tonight.
All right,
I'm going to drop a little more information on y'all. I got a big fucking mouth, man. OCGA 24-10-22. Subpoena for production of documentary evidence, motion to quash or modify, denial, on condition. What that's saying is, I didn't even read the law yet, that's just the header. You can subpoena anyone for evidence, and you could tell them to quash. In other words, let's say you're dealing with a traffic case, and they got you for DUI. Because I know there's a bunch of you motherfuckers out there in DUI. I'll be getting the consultations. You need to subpoena them. First, you ask for your discovery. You know they're going to give you a bullshit discovery. you're going to subpoena them for the production of the proof that you were drunk. You understand? You're also going to subpoena them to produce the documentary evidence that that gun they used or that equipment that they used was calibrated properly and on time. Okay? Now, if you were locked up with the DUI officer giving you the sobriety test, you know that's not evidence, that's hearsay. That's left up to the officer's interpretation. Right? Now, if they forced it, a motion to quash, blood, right? Now, let me read y'all the law. A. A subpoena may also command the person to whom it is directed to produce the books, paper, hello, y'all see that shit? Do y'all see that shit? How many people they do this shit to? Just me. Soon as I'm dropping that info on y'all, click. But here it go again. I'm not going to stop. A subpoena may also command the person to whom it's directed to produce books, papers, documents, or tangible things designated therein. B. The court, upon written motion made promptly and in the event at or before the time specified into subpoena for compliance therewith, may, number one, quash or modify the subpoena if it's unreasonable or oppressive, or two, condition the motion upon the advancement by the person whose behalf the subpoena is issued for reasonable cause of producing the books, papers, documents, or tangible things, right? So they're saying they're going to try to help the other side squash what you're doing, but you're going to base it off the Constitution, so it ain't going to be no squashing going on, y'all. You feel me? But with that being said, hold on, man. Let me get back to the call lines. I'm going to 918-693. Peace to the God. Peace.
Hey, oh. Peace, Donna. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. What's up?
Oh, good. Good. I'm enjoying the show. Wow, these questions are just right up my alley. Exactly the stuff I need to know. Because I was wanting to get an address for my estate number, and I was wondering about, you know, I'd heard one show you had said it would be okay to give the address the same as the in-legal. So I'm glad you clarified tonight about them possibly mixing it up and you not being able to get all the benefits that you can. And I love listening. I don't know how I got in the queue, but I did have questions. It's so funny.
meant to be, I guess.
I was listening to, I've been listening to your old archive shows. I've been like really going in the archives, and I've been looking at old notes that I've taken from the last couple of years. And I remember one show you talked about how you made your own ID, and you were talking about different things that people can do when they're riding with the, you know, traveling with the IDP. And so I was just wondering, one thing you said was at that time you said that people could use their Moorish ID with their IDP. Do you still recommend people do that or no?
I do not. Let me tell you why. Because the Moorish ID is not recognized in their minds as a foreign person, right?
Yeah.
Now, the IDP is under international treaty. And under that treaty, it says when you're using the IDP, you're supposed to have a foreign license accompanying it with it, right? So does your Moorish ID fall into that? You didn't answer the question, though. You just said
to me it's foreign. But I know what they mean. When they say foreign, they mean like not, you know, on this territory, this land.
If you think your Moorish ID is a goddamn license, let me ask you, what the fuck does license mean?
Not a license. License means your permission.
I just told you the law said foreign license. And you said, I think my ID is. So what's a license?
Well, I was looking at, listen to the word foreign, but license is permission to do something that otherwise would not be, you'd not be able to do, basically. That's what a license
is. Now, how could you have a Moorish license when the Articles of Confederation always, and everything we did as Moors, always said we had the right to travel freely?
Right.
There's never existed a Moorish license, man.
Gotcha.
Now, under their system, under the U.S. system, they did issue more licenses for driving. But that's how they got them to need them. It was a trick bag, the Puffy remix. See what I'm saying?
Gotcha. Yeah. Can I go back to the driver?
The thing that gets people locked up the most with traveling is that Moorish ID. You don't know that? I want you to get on YouTube when we get off and Google Moors in Court, please.
I've seen that years ago, yeah.
You already know what the fuck I'm talking about.
I've seen some that have been okay with their ID, but they don't use it. I've seen some other ones, though, too, but, I mean, I wasn't really trying to do it. You let me know, you know. But
I ain't trying to have you get people the wrong impression, like that shit can work.
Right. Yeah. Well, can I go back to the address real quick? I know you talked about the estate, but now with the, I mean, yeah, with the trust, the 9-8 trust in your spiritual name, does that address also have to be different from the Enlightened?
You already know that. How do you get a 9-8?
Well, I mean, that's not me. I mean, like the mailing location. You know the U.S. mail, how they give you.
How do you get that 9-8 number?
It has to have a foreign.
So how could that be the same address as your Enlightened?
Well, I'm talking about the mailing address. You know how you when they ask you, where do you want it? Where do you want your, what's it, CP-7575, the paperwork that has your 9-8 number on it, where do you want
you
it mailed
never
to?
Get, first of all, let me keep it real with you. I understand that I show y'all how to put it on there. You never get anything from the IRS with dealing with a 9-8. They don't keep the record.
Oh, okay.
You understand? They don't keep the record.
Okay.
Now, as I said, your 9-8 isn't used for credit, so there's no reason to separate the address because you're never going to get credit on it.
Right.
A 9-8 is a holding trust. I'm talking about the trusts that you're using, like the estate, that's turned into a CPN. A CPN is a credit profile number, which means it has to have a separate address so your credit ain't merged.
Awesome. Well, thank you, gentlemen. I sure appreciate you. Still stick with listen to the archives. You're doing great. Well, I do have my 9-8 number. I'm so excited. I did finally get it after 3 years. I got it, but...
I know you got it because I asked you, how do you get one? And you said it right off the rip, a foreign address. I said, yeah, she got her 9-8.
Yeah. So now I'm just working on the estate stuff too. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Have a good one.
Done. I know you're gonna get it done. All right, peace.
Oh yeah. Peace.
See, y'all be thinking I'm asking rhetorical questions. I'm actually asking questions to see where you're at. So I know if I have to expound on certain lessons right here, right now. You know what I mean? So, and it be helping the new listeners. You know what I mean? But anyway, I'm going to 202-251. Peace to the God. Peace.
Peace. What's happening, Jonah?
Oh, man, it's going down in the A this weekend.
I wish I could be there this weekend. I'm getting ready to head out of the country for a couple of days.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Where you going? Don't tell me you're going to one of the Christian nations to hang out with white people.
into Bermuda for the emancipation.
You going where?
Celebration. Bermuda.
Okay, yeah, you going to a Moorish place.
Yeah, so, yeah, and then trying to keep up with all the new stuff and keep everything in line. And I know, I think, like, last time I talked to you, I got all kind of minimum contacts everywhere because I got some.
Got to clean that up. Clean those up.
Yeah, yeah, I was going to say, cause it looked like I need to try to redo a lot of contracts and stuff that I got in place. And I guess I need to just send you my money for our consultation so we can just go through it when I get back. I should be back in about 2 weeks. And yeah, any specific thing I should listen to get tightened up for court stuff? Because then I just heard Joey's show. I was looking through both of y'all's archives, and then I just heard Joey's show.
Go into the archives at SoundCloud and look for the show that says Mock Court.
Mock Court. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then I just heard you re-emphasize discovery and new emotion. And when should you really pull your constitutional challenge? You should try to exhaust the other stuff first before you even pull that out the bag.
The only thing you're supposed to do before that stuff is a motion to dismiss.
Motion to dismiss.
Uh-huh.
And I just heard you talk about the quash. Go ahead.
Yeah, but if they deny your motion to dismiss, now you start hitting them with everything else. You have it ready.
Okay. All right. So I just need to start prepping for that. But yeah, I just need to get back with you. Because I know you got to have everything riding and ready when you call. So I'll make sure I'm ready. But I'll just go ahead and send the cash. But I'll send a note and let you know when I'll be back.
All right, then.
Get on top of that stuff again. So I appreciate
all
you,
right,
brother, and what y'all
peace
doing, man.
God, man.
Peace, God.
I just feel like teaching today, but I'm not because, you know, I'm going to be doing it all this weekend, going in hard. But for all of y'all that don't know about oaths of offices, I'm gonna give you the information now. All right. OCGA 45-3-5, filing an oath, county officers. When taken by the judges of probate courts and the clerks of superior courts, an oath shall be filed in the office of the clerk of the superior court and also entered on the minutes of the court. Did y'all just hear that? So if you need a judge's oath, you need the clerk's oath, it's at the superior court. And it's always, the oath is always supposed to be entered into the minutes of the court.
So that's two ways y'all can get it. Y'all can ask them for a copy of the minutes of the court to see the motherfucker's oaths there. Or you can go up to Superior Court clerk and ask her for the oaths. Now, make sure you have this lawyer with you, because they will try to lie to you and say it's not there. Now, let me finish reading the rest. When taken by sheriffs, the oath shall be filed in the office of the judge of the probate court and shall be entered onto the minutes of the Superior Court. When taken by coroners, tax collectors, tax receivers, county treasurers, magistrates, constables, and any other county officers, they shall be filed in the office of the judge of the probate court, who shall enter them on the minutes of his court. Y'all understand? Y'all got to go to probate court. Y'all on probate because your titles as Moors are in trust. So the probate court is treating Moors like they're dead and controlling y'all's titles under trust law. So what's that probate? It's that probate, y'all. Now, who the fuck told y'all that? What teaches y'all this shit? Are the little Christians like the name that shall not be mentioning? Did he tell you how to do that? Does he even know how? Of course he don't know how. I'm going to take one more caller because I'm getting out of here at the hour mark. And by the way, we got a seminar coming up. Your man Joey doing a seminar here in Atlanta. This weekend, this Saturday, y'all want more information, go to jonahbay.com where you can learn all of this and then some at this seminar. You can get more information at jonahbay.com. It's $300 at the door, $300 in advance. It don't matter. Same price. All right? So, yeah, get with this shit. Now I'm going to call a 804-301. Peace to the God. Peace.
What up, Jonah?
Hello.
What's up, man?
What up?
How you doing, Playboy?
You know how many people wanted that information on how to get those goddamn oaths of office of these people?
Yo, my nigga.
Now, the reason why I'm telling y'all that is, I want y'all to go get the oaths, right? When you go get the oaths, I got the oaths of every judge in Georgia sitting in my library. I've been prepared for war, right?
That's what's up.
But anyway, you take that. You tell them to take judicial notice of the Constitution and tell them to take judicial notice of their own motherfucking oath to the Constitution. Right?
And then
you tell them a motion to dismiss for lack of following the Constitution. Nigga,
yo,
I play chess.
You
not checkers,
playing,
man.
Nigga.
I don't play checkers, man. I play chess, man.
That's what's up, my nigga. Listen, man, you dropping so much shit tonight, man. You make me not even want to fucking ask no questions. For real.
Yo,
shit,
I teach different. I teach different.
Hey,
I teach
you ain't lying.
Different.
You ain't lying.
What's up, God, man? What we
hey,
talking?
Look, check this out. All right, so I just got a quick question, man. Like I said, after all this knowledge you dropped, man, I don't even know if I want to ask this shit, but I'm trying to get my door up, right? So I'm switching over to a new job, right, or a new plantation, basically. All right, so I want to be able to use my estate. You know
right.
what I'm saying? So is it anything special that I got to do or just drop the number?
No, nope. Just give them the number. Give them a number.
Okay.
Act like it's regular.
Okay. And I will still be able to use, like, the ID to, like, if they got to make photocopies or some shit?
Say again?
So would I be able to, like, use ID or whatever, my normal ID, like if I have to make copies of that shit and stuff like that?
Let me tell you something, God.
Huh?
If you give them the regular ID and they do some research, your actual driver's number connects to your social.
Okay.
But let me tell you this. A regular job ain't going to do all that goddamn research to make that happen.
Right.
But
right.
I have to warn you. And see, you got to understand, y'all asking me about a job. I ain't had no job in 15 years.
I feel you. Nigga, that's why I told you. That's why I didn't even want to ask you that shit. Because I know you're trying to. I know what you do.
To operate privately with a job. How the fuck you going to be free and a slave? Because
you
to have a
saying,
job,
nigga?
You a slave.
Hey,
it's a tough situation. You know,
exactly.
I used to always tell y'all never mix public and private, right?
Right,
your whole question is about mixing public and private. So I have to tell you, do that at your own risk.
Right. Right.
Now, with that being said, man, there's hundreds of people who are rocking right now under their estate on a job.
Mm-hmm. That's what's up. Okay.
All right. But I got to give you the good and the bad. You know what's going to happen if it works. I have to tell you what can happen if it don't.
Mm-hmm. That's what's up. That's what's up, my nigga.
I give you the good, the bad, and the ugly. What's up?
And
what
I appreciate that shit. All right. So, all right. Now, with the IDC, I got that. Now, what other ID would I be able to use? Because I don't have a coin ID.
Hit me with an email, jonahbay.com. I mean, jonahbay, jonahbay at gmail.com.
I got you, homie.
To the white boy that can help you. I don't fuck with none of that. I'm not involved in it at all no more. At all.
Okay. Because I talked to you Monday about that shit, and you was telling me, you was like, you know, this nigga get locked up or some shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, you ain't got nothing to do with that shit. I feel you on that, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So,
you know, he starving for money. If that white boy want to fuck with that, he get locked. That's on him. I ain't shit to do with it.
I feel you on that, my nigga. Yeah, but I ain't gonna hold up the line, Jonah. You get out there and you take your time, chill with your family and shit, man. I appreciate the call. I appreciate you hollering at me, nigga. You
no
teach
doubt.
This one, my nigga. Straight up, man. For real. All
right, yo. I hope y'all enjoyed. I'm gonna be back on Monday for an hour, Monday morning. So it's gonna be from 10 to 11, man. Remember, I teach different. I'm out of here. Thanks for tuning in.
Fucking you different. So